I'm Mike Hempen with an AP News Minute. President-elect Trump's transition says several of his cabinet picks and appointees have been targeted by bomb threats and swatting attacks. The FBI says it's investigating. Displaced people are moving back to South Lebanon following Tuesday's ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah.
The U.S. and France brokered deal calls for an initial two-month halt to fighting and requires Hezbollah to end its armed presence in southern Lebanon, while Israeli troops are to return to their side of the border. It offers both sides an off-ramp from hostilities that have driven more than 1.2 million Lebanese and 50,000 Israelis from their homes. But while it could significantly calm the tensions that have inflamed the region, the deal does little directly to resolve the much deadlier war that's raged in Gaza since the Hamas attack on southern Israel in October 2023. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Mike Hempen.